This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A car bomb exploded today in a northern Syrian town held by Turkish-backed fighters. First reports say at least 12 people were killed, several others wounded. The area has been plagued by a number of blasts over the past month after Turkey began a military operation against Kurdish fighters it considers terrorists, who charge they have been abandoned by the United States. Voters in Sri Lanka are going to the polls today to elect a new president. The top contenders are former Defense Secretary Gotabaya Rajapaksa, brother of a former president, and Sajith Premadasa from the governing Liberal United National Party. Muslim voters traveling by bus to polling stations in northern Sri Lanka were attacked by gunfire and stones and blocked by burning tires hours before the polls opened. A member of the Elections Commission called it an effort to marginalize the minority group. There were no reported injuries, and police are said to be investigating. Here in the United States, a teenager who opened fire at his high school in Southern California this week, then turned the gun on himself, has died from his wounds. We get a report from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says 16-year-old Nathaniel Berthau planned his attack, which left two Saugus High School students dead, three others wounded. He also says the investigation into a motive so far has turned up a cookie-cutter kid you could find anywhere. Lead investigator, Sheriff's Captain Kent Wegner.
We did not find any manifesto, any diary that spelled it out, any suicide note, or any writings.
The identities of the two students killed have been made public. They were 14-year-old Dominic Blackwell and 15-year-old Gracie Ann Mullenberger, described by her parents as their Cinderella. I'm Tim McGuire.
Israel says it carried out airstrikes on Hamas in Gaza today, despite Thursday's ceasefire agreement. The Israeli military said it acted after it intercepted two rockets fired from Gaza toward Israeli territory. More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News from Washington. The first week of public testimony in the possible impeachment of U.S. President Donald Trump wound up with a closed House Intelligence Committee session. That's when a State Department official posted to Ukraine, quoted from a cell phone conversation he said he overheard between the president and his European Union ambassador, Gordon Sondland. David Holmes says Sondland told Mr. Trump that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was ready to grant his request to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden. That was just a day after Mr. Trump directly asked Zelensky to carry out an investigation. Later, Holmes said, Sondland told him that a Biden probe was what he called the kind of big stuff that interested the president rather than helping Ukraine. Friday also provided compelling testimony from the ousted former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch. She said her abrupt dismissal played into the hands of shady interests the world over. VOA's Catherine Gypsum reports on what lies ahead in the week to come.
The first week of public impeachment inquiry hearings into President Donald Trump finished.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth?
Ahead, an even busier schedule of witnesses in the second week. 3 days of upcoming testimony from eight diplomatic and national security officials who will say that U.S. foreign policy in Ukraine was subverted for the president's political interests, directed by his personal lawyer.
Rudy Giuliani has made no secret of his desire to get Ukraine to open investigations into the Bidens, as well as a conspiracy theory of Ukrainian interference in the 2016 election.
Democrats allege the president fired the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine to remove an obstacle to his plans. Catherine Gypsum, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
At least five people have been killed in Bolivia this weekend as supporters of self-exiled former President Evo Morales clash with police in the rural region of Cochabamba. Police used tear gas on a crowd throwing rocks at protesters. Several people were detained, many were injured and rushed to the hospital. Protests against the four-day-old government of conservative interim president Jeanine Añez have roiled the country in Bolivia's biggest political upheaval in over a decade. Iran's abrupt decision to raise gasoline prices has prompted public protests and domestic online complaints. The state-run oil distribution company announced an immediate 50% increase in the country's heavily subsidized gas price early this weekend. As part of a new rationing system, the state body also said each private car would be allowed up to 60 liters of gasoline per month at the new price, which would double for purchases above the quota. Gene Randall, VOA News.